This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. You want to get better fuel mileage? Go to sdcarb.com. And if you've got a Porsche, a BMW, or a Mini, Black Forest Motorsports. Been there 40 years. Nobody knows those cars better than the gang at Black Forest Motorsports. Check them out. All right, we got Brittany in the house. How you doing, kiddo?
Well, thank you, Dave. How about you?
Are you taking autographs since you were on TV yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Big superstar.
I know. You're right there. And then we got our good buddy back, Jaden Medina. There is a downside to supporting young racers. Mom and dad buys the kid a car, and he turns around and repays him by growing 13 inches. So now he doesn't fit in the car. So now what are you going to do, Dad?
Retrofit.
Retrofit. Cut, paste. Well, at least you're not getting chubby, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's feeding me. Well, and I'm growing.
So you blame him, right? Yeah, well, you're getting up there. But you know, I don't think the retro is going to be that bad, right?
No, shouldn't be.
Yeah. So have you been, I hear you, your lovely mother threw away the kitchen table, and now you have a simulator.
Yes, it's a 8x8, fully hydraulic. It has three screens, and we have it connected, programmed to iRacing. I haven't done much races. I haven't done any races, as a matter of fact.
But you practiced on it and played on
practiced
it?
Practiced on it, yes.
Have you done the dirt or asphalt?
I've done both.
Okay.
I like the dirt better, though.
Attaboy. Yeah.
Well, with the fact that it has movement in your butt and and all that, I would think that's what I don't like about iRacing, is you don't feel the car, you don't feel the track, you don't feel anything. But I would imagine with that oscillation system that's on it, you at least can feel it that way.
Yeah, it's not the same as in real life, but it's close. It's closer with the hydraulics.
Well, you know, when you throw yourself into a turn, you feel the drag on the wheel. Yeah. You feel the tires digging in. Do you feel that on the simulator?
Not as much, but you could tell.
Okay. Because that's all
we've been talking about during the whole COVID.
Yeah, Brittany and I have been trying to find people that have got one and used it, and no, they've all said it's okay. But
a good tool.
It's
is
a good
what
tool.
They say.
Would
it
you
is
say
a
it's good a good tool?
I do. I would say that because we can't really get in my junior sprint that I just got or anything right now because we can't get out on the track during this COVID situation.
Right.
But the closest thing is that simulator, and it really helps.
Well, I heard Barona. Are they renting it, or are they just
opening
it? I
don't know. We heard that modified in the background last week.
Yeah, we've been there. We were there, 2 weeks ago, and they had a couple of dwarf cars out. They only have four cars at a time.
And you can't blame them. I mean, because the minute you cross the line, you'll get whacked by the city or the county.
It'll be one step forward, five steps back.
Oh, they're watching.
Oh, they're watching big time. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But now, have you taken your new car out on that little dirt circle you have at your house?
Yes, we've practiced a little bit at my house, so trying to get the feel of it before we get back into the season, hopefully.
How's it feel?
It's great. It's a really nice car.
You guys know Paul Dyke?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's going to run, was he going to run Superstock? I can't remember. He can't stand it. You know, he's been out of a car for a couple of years, so he went and bought another car, and he took it to Barona, and he already told Todd, he says, just make the trophy out to me. Jeez. He thinks it runs that good. And he's only got, I know, a true racer.
Exactly.
Just put my name on the trophy today and save it for me for the banquet.
Nice.
What?
Nice.
Yeah.
Confidence is good. Might put a target on his back.
So you gave me a nice long list of things to talk about. What else is on there?
Well, how about last year? What happened last year?
Well, last year, I won a majority of the races, and I took champion of the season. That was
the whole
what division?
Mini Dwarf Masters.
Wow! Pretty excited.
I was really excited. Yes.
Yeah, I know. Did you do any donuts?
The first time I won, almost rolled the car going so fast on the victory lap because of how excited I was.
I can see Dad over there going.
Did that make you proud or worried, Dad?
Well, he got that name, Evil Knievel, from last year. That he was on two wheels most of the time.
More than he was on four.
Yeah, I meant to do that.
Eric Evans at the banquet called him Evel Knievel, so I think Evel might stick.
Well, you know, when you're young like that, you have luck and more luck. You know, and nowadays, if you did it, you'd probably end up on his lid. Well, no, not if he's still young. He's still way young. How old are you?
I'm 13.
Wow. 13,
but that's it for junior drivers.
Oh, that's
right.
You
hit the 14 mark in September.
So you're not. Mm-hmm. So you're out of the minis.
I'm going to be aging out of the minis. But if they let us let the season go at Barona, I'm going to be doing double duty before I age out.
All right. And then have you got anybody in the family that's going to take over that seat?
Not quite sure yet. We have grandkids too.
Yeah.
And they're rising up.
Are they interested?
Yeah, I think the moms are kind of not as interested.
They need to talk to other track moms.
Yeah, that's what you need to do.
Julie Brown was a good example.
The benefit is well worth the investment.
The racing family in general is good for everybody.
Everybody. Yes. Good grades, good attendance. I mean, she's a really, really good kid.
Good grades is vital.
It's vital because you've already figured it out.
Yes.
You know, because if you became a professional full-time driver, that's awesome. But you talk to anybody that's made this a career, they've all got something to back it up, whether it be a degree in engineering. And you like what you do. I mean, you get to work on the car and everything,
right?
I love
it, yeah. The main thing my dad teaches me is that I'm not just going to sit around and watch him work on the car. He wants me to be involved with it, too.
Yeah, you're done with that, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, you only work, what'd you say, 22 days in a row already?
21 was today. So that's all right, though. I love what I do.
Just to keep this kid in meat and potatoes, I'm telling you.
We love racing and working, so there's no retirement. That's what we do. We're going to keep going.
Without a shadow of a doubt. So, all right. So you're ready for next season, whenever next season is going to come back around. You think double duty will be a problem, or do you think you'll be able to pull that off?
Well, we're confident that we'll be able to pull it off, yeah.
Okay.
Is there a division that runs in between the two you're thinking of doing?
There's the sportsman mini dwarf.
Jumps in between. Okay.
Yeah.
So that way you'll have time to get out of one car, get into another car. Mm-hmm. How much difference? Well, you don't know how much difference there are between the two yet because you haven't been on the track.
But the junior sprints, they go out first, then the sportsman, then the masters.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right. What's the difference between the two classes in, as far as horsepower goes?
Well, the sportsmen, they're not as faster as the masters, and there's an age difference between the two.
All right. What's the age difference?
It's 5 to 9 for the sportsmen, and then 9 up until 14 for the masters.
Okay.
Around there.
All right. So you're getting close to, and then what's your next investment?
Well, I want to do the junior sprint, but then after that, my dad was talking about putting me in a pure stock.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
Geez, more work, huh?
Bigger.
We have help.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? So who were some of your big sponsors last year?
Well, the main sponsors are Little Heathens Inc., Budget Grading, and AdFab Graphics. I'm really grateful for them.
Yeah.
It's great backing for
everything. Mom and Dad.
And Mom and Dad, of course, yes.
Hence the grades.
You
seem sincere about that. You didn't have to say that just because I'm a teacher. You seem very sincere on that.
You know, but he's always said that even when the first times I interviewed him, the importance of education.
Ethics.
Yeah. Work ethics.
Work
ethics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And anything last year that stands out that maybe got you the hair ruffled up on the back of your neck?
Well, the last race of this season, I was leading the whole time, but the race beforehand, we had bent one of the steering rods.
Okay.
And that caused me to roll, and I lost my position as first in the last race.
Oh, no.
You went out there not knowing?
No, we fixed it, but the backup
was just weakened.
Was bad, too. I mean, you know, you have so many moving parts on those things.
Yeah, and once you bend something, you almost have to replace it.
Exactly.
Because it can't take the stress like a new piece can.
Right. Stress, yeah. That's.
Yeah, but then you need a tractor trailer 45 feet long.
Yeah, and if you don't have one that's not used, well, then you're out of luck because half the time you're giving a new one to somebody else that needed it the race before or whatnot.
Right.
Because you're always sharing parts.
Well, sure. And it's hard to. Yeah, no. I mean, this one knows all about it. I mean, she does everything humanly possible not to bend any parts.
Yeah, I do. It's cheaper. I've learned.
Well, half the time you're giving parts to somebody that wrecked you the heat race before.
Well, that is true. I appreciate that because everyone wants to actually see you out there back on the track to race you again. They help you get back out there.
Nobody goes out to wreck people intentionally. So it's not a personal thing, right?
I would say most of the time. That is a true statement.
Yeah, I like the most.
How come it got all quiet?
Hesitation.
Boy, it got...
I mean, looking for the right word.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, back in the day when I was a kid, my dad used to race at our local circle track up in Vallejo, and he was the bad guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They paid him to go out, and, well, he was 6'3 and 250 pounds of solid rock, so he could take care of himself. So he was the bad guy. He was the one that would punch you out of the way, and, yeah, it's, yeah, those were the
adrenaline has its way.
You think?
Sometimes of making influences.
Drunk on adrenaline.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I think, who'd you say was on the line from Barona? All right. Todd Salazar, he'll give us an update on Barona. And then we'll talk to Brody Roa from Paris Auto Speedway. And we'll finish up with Jaden right here on Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And Brittany.
FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Turn it over. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. I'm Dave.
I'm Brittany.
What the
heck?
Is that Sprung Monkey you're playing?
No.
It's Coldplay. Come on.
Coldplay?
Yeah. Okay. That's good stuff.
You say so. Hey, this is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. They're wide open service sales. They're doing their sanitation. They're doing their social distancing. And they are supporting Barona Speedway like nobody's business. Go to baronaspeedway.com for all the latest updated news. But right now we've got Dirt Dude and Todd Salazar on the line. Hey, Todd, how's it going, buddy?
How's it going, Dave?
Well, you know, we're just sitting here waiting for racing to start. And by the way, Brittany found out something this weekend about a racetrack back in where?
I think it was in North Carolina.
And what did they do?
They raced last night and had 2,000 spectators and said, well, this is a peaceful protest for all that's going on right now.
So that's what you need to do. We need to have a peaceful protest at Barona Speedway for all of this insanity. So that's a good idea. How can they argue with
that? And charge them $20 a head.
Yeah, charge them $20 a head. That's right. I love the way you roll. So any latest news, anything you could tell us?
I, you know, just watching, you know, the news and reading stuff, we've contacted the CDC. I called Diane Jacobs' office. They directed me to the county. We went to someone else from the state, and no one's returned any of the emails.
Yeah.
So with everything opening, there's a bunch of stuff opening next week.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to be ready to go in July. You know, we just have to wait for the word to get the green light to go.
That was my gut feeling, too. I think July, you know, we'll be able to hold races with, because there's no sense doing a race without fans, right?
I was watching the Supercross this morning over there in Utah,
And
it's just not the same.
No. And you can't make any money. The track owners can't make any money without attendance unless you have a sweetheart TV deal.
Yeah. No, I was talking to Paul Dyke on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get the okay to go, I think that what I'm going to do is we're just going to do a couple open practices for the racers.
Right.
You know, do like a Saturday deal and do a full, all the cars on the track. And then I'm going to decide whether, you know, when, once we get that okay to, you know, figure out what will be our opening day.
Right. Yeah.
And Paul, I'm going to get Paul to come up there with me, and we're going to go up and we'll do like up off turn one and two up in the parking lot. You know, we'll measure out and chalk line where cars can park.
Right.
I was even going to thinking about moving the bleachers off of turn two, over where the turn two rowdies are.
Right.
And blocking, you know, that out where cars could park there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're just going to have to figure something out.
Yeah. And it's so funny, too, because now that restaurants are open, I've gone to breakfast and dinner with my wife to, I don't know, a handful of restaurants. And every one of them have the same rules, but they've all adapted accordingly. It's totally different. Some have got plexiglass between the booths. Some of them have moved the booths farther away. I mean, it's just, so I think everybody needs to just adjust accordingly. And thank goodness, and hopefully nobody from the county or the city is listening, that they have to come out and put their stamp of approval on your modification. So I think July would be, now if you get it started, let's say mid-July, because that's, let's just use that as an example. You think you'll be able to get a full season in outside of the weather?
Well, obviously not. You know, we'll probably only be able to get 6 to 7 races.
Oh, okay. I got
you. So, you know, as far as adding races, you know, then we're going to be, if the drag strip opens, we're going to be on Halloween weekend, which would be terrible, but I just say we'll just do it.
Oh, I would too.
And then we're going into November. So obviously we could adjust the times for opening for the cold and, you know, just do what we can. And, well, and even if the weather's good and we shut the season down, then if the guys want to come out and we could do a couple practices after, you know, we call it quits with the season. I don't even think that we're going to do a championship. I was talking, the old man, I watched the interview, your KUSI yesterday. I just watched it. Mm-hmm. The old man was at the track yesterday, Eric Evans. His guys.
I didn't say it.
No, I didn't say it either. Yes, I did.
But yeah, he was out there and he's got a new modified, and they were out there practicing yesterday. And I was talking with them and the same thing, but I think 2020, no championship. Let's just get life back to normal and let's race.
So let me throw something out there, just to throw it out there, because, you know, when you go back east or in the Midwest, you know, hell, they race, what, 5-6 days a week. Could you think about doing a Wednesday night, let's just say, to make up races? Would that be something you think you could do?
No.
What about, we're just throwing things out, right? Yeah. What about for the junior division so they could run a point series because they're out of school? Or at least test it out or ask the parents, because I know I'm on summer break starting this Thursday.
Oh, you're on summer break. So you're
in 4 days. I have to go back. But by Thursday, I'm on summer break, and I'm pretty sure most junior drivers.
Yeah. Now, but it still falls back. If you can't have people in the bleachers, then it's
I tried right. For our guest.
Yeah.
I would love to do something for the kids. You know, my 9-year-old Tatum mm-hmm. has a mini dwarf.
Right.
And then even my boy, Ty, he asked, Daddy, when do I get my mini dwarf? He's going to be 5 in January. And I'm like,
That's a good one.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you
heard. I would love to.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard the show, but we got Jaden Medina in the house with mom and dad.
I was listening.
Yeah. So, you know, and what were you trying to do, Jaden? You were trying to get what? As far as the championship?
His goal. What was your goal?
For this year?
You're doing double duty.
Double duty, yeah.
And hope to get.
Before I age out of
did
the
we
mini
wanna
dwarf.
Win?
Yeah, because you're going to age out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just want to get out on the track and do double duty and hopefully take both championships.
Yeah. That's aggressive, huh?
Well, with the kids, you know, it's different than with the big guys.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just, I was, like I said, I was talking to the guys yesterday, and it's just something with only being able to do 6 races, it's not even worth doing something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, you know, it's all you're hearing right now is frustration. That's all it is. And it's coming from both sides. It's coming from your side, it's coming from the racer side, and it's even coming from the radio side. And it's just frustration. But once we can get over this and everybody can put their stamp of approval and they'll feel comfortable and we get back to normal, I think you're right. 2021 will be the year for sure.
We could do a fast forward and get through 2020. I'd be good to go with that.
Yeah, no
most
kidding.
People would, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, you know, the bottom line is, you know, it's not under your control. If it was under your control, that's a different story. But when somebody else is controlling your destiny, you know, we just have to wait accordingly.
You know, absolutely. And like I've maintained, you know, every time we have spoke, I just want everything, you know, everyone to be safe and everything to be good for everybody.
Right.
And racing can wait, you know.
Yeah.
The guys, all the guys that were out there yesterday, there was five drivers. Every one of them and all the people kept coming up to me. Thank you for coming out here. Thank you for coming out here. You know, and it's, I just want everyone to be happy and everything to work out.
Right. And again, this too will pass. This too will pass. We'll get through it, and we'll look back on this as a terrible, terrible time, and but we'll get through it. You know, it's. But I really like the idea of having a what do you call it? One of the people get together. Can't even think. I can't,
protest? A protest. Peaceful protest.
I think we should think very seriously about a peaceful protest. I really do. Make sure everybody wears masks. You know, because even the peaceful protests are not wearing masks.
No. But. We'll wear our helmets.
Oh, there you go. But the fans have the fans wear helmets too. There you go.
Everybody wears helmets.
Everybody wear helmets.
Everybody.
They'd all be into it. They would love it. So, hey, did that rain do anything to you last couple of days?
Oh, yeah.
It actually, Dirt Dude's brother, Lombardo, my water truck guy.
Yeah.
He watered the truck. I bladed it and we were good to go and all that and ripped it.
And
then the rain came.
Oh.
So I got my truck, and we had five trucks out there. Eric Evans was out there. We had five trucks wheel rolling the track trying to dry it.
Yeah.
And then I had to get back on the blade and peel the top off.
Yeah.
And they had a really good track.
Yeah, that's nice.
The misting part was the cool part.
Yeah.
That dirt that Troy brought in.
Uh-huh.
It's really nice dirt.
Where do you get
and
it?
It's just a matter.
Where do you guys get your dirt? I know, out of the ground.
Jeez, you did set yourself up.
I don't remember where that stuff came from.
Yeah.
But I mean, we put 5,000 yards on that racetrack.
5,000 yards? Wow, that's a lot of dirt.
It was a lot of trucks. We had a lot of trucks in there.
Wow.
But the material that we got is really nice. But if you put too much water on it, it just goes to slop.
Mm.
So I had to peel the top off. And Eric, he was flat footing it all the way around that track.
Really?
And it was cool watching him.
Yeah, well, he likes people to watch him, so that's a good thing.
His nephew brought his B mod as well.
Yeah.
So he went from his modified and then drove the B mod.
Wow.
And Greg Mann has one. I don't know what their plans are as far as if they're going to race because they have smaller motors in those.
Yeah.
But they have a B-Mod class, and it's something that we were looking into,
yeah.
You know, as far as doing A-Mods and B-Mods. But I just don't think we have enough of them yet.
Yeah.
But Cocoa Paws is doing them as well, and, you know, we work with Brad Whitfield as well.
Right.
So as far as adding them to the, you know, to the schedule, we'll just have to play that by year.
So what do you...
I don't know what...
What's a comfortable number of cars for you to put on a race for them?
For a class?
Yeah.
10 cars is, you know, 10 cars is a class.
Okay.
So, you know, we're doing that sport compact class.
Right.
And the front wheel drive cars actually driving around that track is pretty fun. So, if we have, you know, I think we're doing IMCA for that class as well, because that would be it's an IMCA sport compact class.
Interesting.
So that'll be a real fun class as well. And, 8 to 10 cars would be cool. So if the Cocoa Paw guys, you know, if the guys over there in Yuma come over, that would be good as well.
Sure. Well, we got to do at least one just to see how the fans like it, see how it works with the track, and we'll be doing good. Buddy, thank you very, very much for calling in. I always appreciate hearing from you, and keep up the good work. And if you ever need anybody out at the track to help out, don't hesitate. Give me a scream. I'm usually around all during the week and on Saturdays.
Good deal. Thank you.
All right, buddy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. That's Barona Speedway, folks. Go to BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. Coming up next, Brody Rowe is on the line. He's over there chewing on his steering wheel as we speak. Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. I'm Dave.
I'm Brittany.
And this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. They're chewing at the bit as we speak, like every other track. But if you got to stay on top of ParisAutoSpeedway.com or get on their Facebook page, and one of the superstars out of Paris Auto Speedway is Brody Roa. How you doing, bud?
Good, Dave. How you doing?
Well, we got an up-and-coming driver that would love nothing better than to chase your butt down. Yep. This little good guy, this kid is really, really good. Won the championship last year driving...
The Mini Dwarf Masters.
Right.
Jumping into a junior sport or junior sprint soon, hopefully.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you what you need, yeah, hook up, get on Brody Roa's webpage. You can learn a lot from this guy because this guy can drive like nobody's business, right?
Yeah, I'll look into that.
Go ahead. You could blow your horn just a little bit.
I appreciate that. That's about the nicest thing anybody's ever said about me.
No, I'm serious. I try to deal with these young kids, and I try to teach them to look up to drivers that do the right thing. And you are right there, brother. You are right there. You're good on the track. You're good with the fans. You're good with your fellow drivers. And you can flat drive. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, thanks. That's I try to be as nice to everybody as I can. So, you know, it's all about having fun, right? So,
well,
no need in being a jerk.
Yeah,
pissing everybody off. So
we already know who those guys are, so we don't even need to bring that one up. So what have you been doing? Yep. Have you been doing any racing?
No. Put in practice a couple weeks ago at Paris.
Yeah.
But you know, thankfully here next week we'll get to go racing again on Monday. I'm taking off for Indiana to go run Indiana Midget Week for the first time. So we'll see how that goes.
Fantastic.
Pretty excited for that.
So how many nights racing will you have back in Indy?
We're on six nights, six straight nights, five different tracks.
Everybody's eyes are really
big. Five different tracks, six. Do you know anything about these five tracks?
All of them but one. They're the same tracks that we've been back there before for Sprint Week.
Okay.
So four of them I've been to. The other one I've never even seen. So
have you talked to anyone about it? You know anything about it?
About that track, I haven't been to.
Yes,
I've watched some videos. And my dad had been there, I don't know, 20 years ago or something. But it's a totally different racetrack now. So, just try to watch some videos of it and see what it looks like.
That's what hot laps are for.
That's what they are. Hey, so
that's it. You get three laps before qualifying to figure it out.
Exactly. There you go. So did you get to? Did you iRace it? Did you iRace it?
No, it's not on iRacing, so I don't even get that luxury.
I know. Yeah, it's funny. Hayden, they just cleaned out the kitchen. There's no more kitchen table. He's picked up a simulator, and he's been, because this little guy, he's just going crazy, not able to drive.
Okay, you keep saying little guy. He's taller than I am.
Well, everybody's taller than you are.
He's young, Brittany. A junior driver, but not a little guy.
Everybody's taller than you, Brittany.
Most people are, but I just, you know, junior drivers could start at five. Don't
so,
think he's there.
Wow, so you're going out there, and you're leaving, what, tomorrow?
No, we'll leave next Monday, a week from tomorrow.
Okay. Who's all going?
I'm running for a team out of Texas. I ran Chili Bowl for them the last two years. So they built a brand new car, you know, from scratch for the Chili Bowl this year. And we're going to take that. And they have another car that they got right before Chili Bowl this year, that Ronnie Gardner, who used to live out here in California, moved back to Indiana. We're going to be teammates. So, you know, he's a really good midget driver. So hopefully I can pick up some stuff from him since I don't have a ton of midget experience, but that car can hopefully carry my butt around. So
I don't think you'll have any problem at all. Well, if you need a really young kid, Jaden is here. He'll be more than happy to go back with you. Right, Jaden?
Yeah, I'd love to.
And I'm on summer break starting Thursday.
Yeah, but you can't go anywhere. You have to come in and do radio.
Oh, darn. I'd call in.
Maybe just call in.
Exactly.
You guys, take away
my... I have experience now traveling on the road.
Take away my co-host. Oh. Well, I had Brittany on KUSI TV this Saturday, and you should see her car. This thing was immaculate.
Yeah, it's been ready to go.
It's been ready. It's been ready. So
a lot of time to polish them up right now.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So you're going back. You're going to run five tracks, four you know, one you don't, with a new car. That ought to be fun.
Yeah, That's what it's about, right?
That is part of the excitement, though.
Adapting. That's the biggest part of it.
Do you know if they're going to be carrying that, like, on social media, TV, or anything?
Great question.
Yeah, yeah. It's all they're all USAC shows, so they're all on Flow Racing. They'll be live every night, and you can go on Flow Racing and watch them from hot laps to the end of the feature. So I recommend everybody does that. It's going to be, I think they have a 48 car cap on the field for midgets, and then sprint cars are running along with them too. So,
whoa,
48,
a lot of good cars, a lot of good racing.
48 cars, what?
Not on
the track.
All on the same track at the same time?
No.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
So when you said Flow Racing, is that FLO?
Yeah, FLO Racing.
Okay, and you get that on some kind of a computer?
Yeah, you can go to their website or they have an app too that you can put on your phone and watch it if you're out.
Right. Listening out for our watch parties, listeners, are you listening? Watch parties.
Yeah, that'd be a great one to reach, because now the California boy going out and is going to carry the flag.
Yeah.
So,
someone to root for. Sounds like a strong team's going out there.
Do you have any? Did you pick up any sponsors, or the sponsors are already with the car you're going to?
Yeah, that team, they have a bunch of awesome people that help them out. That are on board for they are on board for Chili Bowl, and it's Kevin Ramey and Taylor Courtney's team, and they both run sprint cars back in Texas too. So they have a list of sponsors that help them out all year, and they help them put this car together. That are making it possible for us to go do that, and then along with my personal sponsors from my sprint car team and that travel with me, like HD Industries and Biker Bruce and Burris Racing, they've all been with me for about my entire racing career. So, I can't thank them enough for sticking it out here with me through all this and waiting to go racing again.
Did you ever get stickers from me yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. I'll put them in the mail Monday. Send me an email, and I'll drop them in the mail Monday. You should get them before you leave. Do you have my
do you have my
email address?
I think so. If not, I can get it from Scott.
Yeah, because I'd like to send them out to you Monday. Just a little California, slap on the side of the car. So are you towing your car out as well?
No. Me and they're going to tow out from Texas. And then me and my buddy Joe are going to fly out.
Oh, you're flying out. Okay, I was going to. Yeah. You get to do a fly-in drive and fly out?
It's a real deal.
I know. I'm not very used to that.
The limo's going to come pick you up at the airport.
Holding the sign with his name.
Yeah, would you come down?
Oh, man. If we start doing that, I might get run out of the place.
Wow, that's going to be. And plus, you'll have the whole airplane to yourself. That's cool.
Yeah, right.
So do you know, are they going to allow fans at these four tracks?
Yeah. I think they have a limit on it. I think they're at 50% capacity is what they can have.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. But, yeah, there's going to be fans. They're allowing fans. They actually had to reschedule one of the races. It was going to be six nights, six tracks. But one track wasn't cleared for fans yet. So they're going to run two nights at one track that can't have fans. So
you want to hear a good one, Brody? Tell us what you've seen in that track in North Carolina.
North Carolina, yeah, they had 2,000 spectators last night and said, "Well, this is a peaceful protest." So that's how they were they're trying to skirt around the COVID.
So law enforcement freaked out, didn't know how to deal with it.
The show went on.
Yeah, so the show went on. So hey, just have a peaceful protest, and I don't see any problem with it at all. Yeah,
there you go. That's smart.
Yeah, well, because notice a peaceful protest is okay. You can have millions of people. You just can't have a racetrack, with 50,000 people.
You just can't gather for anything fun.
Yeah.
The fun police. I grew up hearing that. Those darn fun police.
Yeah, there you go. I hadn't even thought of that. Well, I tell you what, that's good. I mean, so Flow, what's it called? Flow
Slow racing. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. And
By the way, I've seen two people write that down now.
Yeah, well,
one
I'm going
to my right and one right in front
of me. Well, I want
to
download
slow
it.
Slow racing.
I want to download it so that I can
we have someone to root for. What's your number?
It's going to be 7M.
7M.
On all
Mikey Hall.
I thought of Mikey Hall, too.
Well, awesome. It sounds like, I have to tell you, and it's odd to say this on radio, but you haven't stopped smiling since you got on the phone.
Hey, we're talking about going racing again.
Okay, I know.
Exactly.
That's my point. Yeah, I know. Well, I tell you, you know, still got to get you down to San Diego for you and your sponsors, get you on TV. You'll absolutely love it. And have you ever raced at Barona?
I have not.
Oh, we got to hook you up.
Yeah, we got to find the division for him.
I can find him a car.
Well, no, it's not far from my house here, so.
I know. I could probably help find you.
Someday.
Hey, I could probably find you a car. I could probably, you know, Randy Waitman?
Yeah.
He can't drive. We'll use his car.
You are making enemies this
I know.
Weekend.
Randy let me drive his car. You know,
if he'll let you drive
he'll
it.
Let anybody okay. drive it. And he is such a great guy. Yeah. So I'm so excited for you. I'm glad to see you're going back. And I'm glad you're going to just have a ton of fun. And when you get back the following week, we'll have you call in and give us a blow-by-blow.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear.
Me either.
All right. Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
Do that.
So when you get off the phone, just text Scott and tell him to get you my email so I can get some stickers in the mail to you.
All right, will do.
All right, buddy. Be safe.
Good
we can't
luck.
Wait to talk to you later.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, man. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're all going to leave the studio, and we're going to leave it to the kid. We'll let him do the last segment by himself.
The little guy.
This little guy. Let's see if he can talk to himself for 15 minutes. Right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
I wasn't paying attention.
You can say the answer.
That's not the name of the station.
The
yeah, that's not the name of the show. That's my co-host, folks, Brittany Sandoval, the racing school teacher.
Who's on summer vacation, apparently.
Mentally, on definite summer vacation.
I checked out. My apologies to the listeners.
No problem. Certified Car Clinic sponsors this segment. Got to get your car worked on. It's right over there by the drive-in, Woodside Avenue, Santee. Certified Car Clinic. Go to certifiedcarcare.net. All righty. Well, we've got local racers in the town. In the studio. We got Jaden Medina and his mom and dad are in. We're with us. And Dad was talking something about truck racing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, over in Tucson, we got a good friend of ours. He's got a racing team over there. I was on the Johnny Borneman. I don't even know that name.
I know Johnny very well.
Years and years and years ago at Cajon. Well, I was with his son for 8 years as a tire carrier. So we still have connections with NASCAR type.
Sure.
Know, Busch West and all that good stuff. And he's got a team over in Tucson. It's a Bogart Racing. They run the old ASA trucks. It's got the 602 crate motor
right.
that they have in there with the standard transmission.
That's
kinda
a good
old
series.
School. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's and really. They race, where do they race? They race in Tucson, and they race in Havasu, Irwindale, Las Vegas.
Right.
So they have a little circuit out there, and we're thinking about getting the kid maybe in the asphalt a little bit.
Really? What do you think of that?
I mean, I'm excited.
You don't even care, right?
I know. Just put me behind a wheel.
Yeah.
Right? Is that where you are?
Well, asphalt's the next step if I want to make it to NASCAR.
That's so. True. And is that your goal?
Oh.
NASCAR?
Yeah. That's the dream.
Yeah. I don't see any reason why. You know, you just got to, you know, a lot of it is just like, you know, you
well,
said.
Well, Alex Bowman is from Tucson.
Right. You got to be in the right place at the right time.
And he proved himself in NASCAR and in the iRacing.
Yeah.
He kicked butt in the iRacing just in this last deal.
And did you notice
that's
what
he started.
Did you notice what he used for equipment?
Yeah.
You know, they got $40,000, $50,000 gear.
Right.
And he's got a little
laptop.
Tabletop.
I love
he's just
it.
Got a little tabletop steering wheel. I mean, it was so.
Yeah.
And I could not believe it. I was totally shocked. But so you know Bill Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Bill used to be my co-host when I was at KFMB on Race.
I knew that because when we went to Trax, he said he had to hurry over and get in.
I know. And he's so good at it. Man, I wish I could get him back.
He was the nut and bolt guy. He was the guy that climbed underneath the car and did all the little nut and bolting before the race. Really meticulous. Good guy.
You couldn't ask for a better crewman.
Yeah, him and Nina, his wife Nina, was really good. Johnny leaned on her a lot for, you know, taking care of and stuff.
Yeah, the only thing I always liked about Borneman Sr. is he always had his pants creased. The only guy I know wore Levi pants with a crease down the... You ever notice that?
Oh, man, that guy's a nut, man. I'm telling you, we were up in Washington. We ended up running that race up there, and he almost knocked my chops out with the shock that he picked up off the table right when I was leaning over to pick a wrench up out of the roll-off. And he said, "Is that Portengay puts us in the wall again. I'm going to take this here." And he leaned back and he hit me right in the mouth with it.
Oh.
And that was early on in practice, so I couldn't eat the rest of the day.
Oh.
I did the race. I went over the wall, but it was...
You went over the wall?
Yeah, you just kind of slid that in. Yeah. Went over the wall.
Just kind of went over the wall. Wanted to see what was on the other side? Is that what that was?
No, I mean, I went over the wall to serve a cigar after all that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I didn't quit my job.
Okay, you didn't quit. What was that? Who quits their job in racing unless they drag you away? No,
that's the only race we won that year, so I'm glad I didn't go out with an injury. Wow. It was pretty cool.
So now that Dad has thrown this little carrot out there, has that kind of got you super excited about possibly driving a truck?
Yeah, it's really exciting, but my mom, she's really nervous about it. I don't know what she thinks about it.
Oh, she doesn't have a mic. Yeah, what might make your mom nervous about that over anything else?
The safety factors?
She's just scared. She doesn't want me to get hurt and all that.
Well, Well, the trucks do go a tad bit faster.
Is that it? The speed, you think?
Yeah, but have you ever seen those drivers in the cars? You can't even see them. They're sitting so low in the hole, there's got to be 4 feet above their head to the roof of the truck.
Mm-hmm. And they have great safety gear, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, do they have the net in the window?
Oh, yeah.
Do you wear arm restraints?
In the junior sprint, yeah. I'll be wearing arm restraints.
Do you wear arm restraints?
Yes.
Good to know.
I shook my head no.
I know you did. But I think the... I understand Mom's concern, you know, but I think for stepping stones, I think the truck's the right way to go.
Yeah, they are. They're a handful to drive, for sure. That's what Johnny didn't like about it.
He had
his shop across the street. That's how I got to know him.
Right.
We live in Ramona there. Mm-hmm. And so his shop was just incredible. He had all road course. And then he had this one truck that was there. It was a Craftsman Series truck. And he didn't want to drive it. He says, "I want to drive these other cars. I won't drive this one."
Yeah.
Because they're a handful. But, you know, when you're young like Jaden is here, he's got good reflexes.
He's young enough, he can figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. You need that handful.
Exactly. Because once you figure that out, you can figure... Sheldon Creed is coming to my mind as you're talking about getting behind the wheel of anything.
I watched him last night.
Yeah, like he can handle anything. And I think you might be well on your way, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, the attitude is, I'll drive anything you hand me a steering wheel to.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you ever say, I mean, even if somebody wanted to give you in a high-powered offshore powerboat, go for it.
Yeah, well, racing is racing. Even if I don't make it to NASCAR, I mean, I'll still enjoy racing. Well, it's all about the fun.
And if you don't make it professionally, it's a great sport.
Mm-hmm. Like a hobby.
Yeah, you can have all the fun in the world. I mean,
I'm not planning on going pro, obviously, but my last season was filled with priceless moments.
You can't say that. If somebody walked up, handed you a car, handed you a paid budget.
Hey, Jennifer Jo Cobb just raced last night over there in the Truck Series.
Exactly.
I would be open to it, but that's just not my driving goal as the young man sitting next to me.
Well, it's not the goal that you're speaking about.
True. But there's still priceless moments. He says he's still going to have fun one way or the other.
Yeah. And I think
remember that, though, when you have those tough races.
But that's what will make him successful, that he's not going at it like a maniac, and he has to be another Kyle Busch. Oh, bad choice of drivers, I guess. But I just thought that. But you saw how quiet it got when I said that.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
I could have said other names, too.
But there are tough times, and you got to remember the fun part of it.
Well,
and that'll get you through.
When you get to that level, the owners of the cars and the sponsors of the cars, the fun is only when you win.
Well, and you got to move.
And you got to move.
My wife and I have talked about that already.
Yeah, right.
You're saying move like away
to the Midwest.
To the Mecca.
East County, yeah. Okay.
You know, there's a lot of California drivers out there. Zane Smith is another young driver, come from California. You know,
but it's hard
Alex
to do,
Bowman, I mentioned him earlier.
It's hard to do long distance. It really is.
Yeah, you can't. You can't
do it.
But
you've talked about it
there's
already.
Furniture Row was out of Colorado.
That was tough. But they,
that was very tough.
Got to hand it to him, though. Got to hand it to him.
They had an expert driver, you know, that Martin Truex.
Didn't hurt
done
either.
Very well. Yeah. And, you know, he's actually done well, you know, being with Joe Gibbs.
Yeah.
So I bet you have to be closer to the center. But, you know, it's not a price you pay. It's a love that you give the sport. You know,
and when you get to the end of the career, like myself, I always wanted to be a race car driver, probably as much as he does, if not more. And it didn't happen for me. You know, the chips didn't fall as they may.
It's
as
a small window.
Say. It's a super. It's like a thread and a needle.
Absolutely.
You know, and my attitude was I knew I was good. I just knew it.
Right.
And whenever I would, and I never got any farther than go-karts, if you could believe that. That and Destruction Derby. Destruction Derby was, I was a Robbie Gordon in a Destruction Derby car. All I knew is put my foot into the headlights and just whatever was in my way, kill them.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was way more fun.
Well, there's chances for everybody, right?
Yeah. But you know what? I survived it.
The Dillon boys are racing.
I survived it, you know, and I was a crew chief for a long time, which was the worst thing I ever did. But now I'm doing radio and this is my love now. And I like helping young drivers out and, you know, guys like Brody Roa and the family. Did you have anything that you wanted to throw out before we get to the
end? I wanted to talk about our clinic, the Little Heathens Inc. clinic. We're getting really, really close to really busting it out there, especially with this COVID. We've been really working hard at. We got like 5 cars right now in the stable. We got a new simulator that was built by Luis Fuentes. He's a pro simulator builder. That's what they do.
Wow.
We're going to teach everything. We got radio communications. We got room so you can stay the weekend there as a family and put your kid out there. This is about the little guys coming up and learning how to race.
Sure.
Wow. We have a track and everything all ready to go, and it's just, you know.
Well, there's a perfect KUSI segment, you know. Let's talk. And if you ever want to do a segment with your simulator guy,
oh, he'd love that.
Because that's all we talk about is simulators.
For the last, COVID month.
Oh. Yeah, COVID month, that's for sure. Wow.
So if a listener is interested, their ears just perked up. How do they even start?
Just you can go on budgetgrading@yahoo.com for right now, or Little Heathens Inc. Okay. And we're all about it.
All right.
Love to hear the input.
Well, it's great having you in again.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I love coming down here.
And you got stickers still, right?
Yes.
All right.
Can we get a number so our listeners know who to watch for when
what's the number of your car?
03.
And what's the other one?
They're all 03.
I love it. 03.
That's my number. To them.
You're the man. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, Gun Sports Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.